With Theater Talk on WBFO, I'm Mark Scott.
And I'm Anthony Chase.
Let's begin with a star of Broadway and movies who passed away this week, Eileen Brennan.
Eileen Brennan, and many people do not know or recall that she was a star of Broadway. She was the original Little Mary Sunshine off-Broadway, which got her a great deal of attention early in her career. She took out the national tour of The Miracle Worker as Annie Sullivan, and then she was the original Irene Molloy in the original Hello, Dolly! With Carol Channing. But her stage career continued and endured. I saw her a number of times, most delightfully as the drunken mother in The Cripple of Inishmon, where she was just hilarious, but also down at Coconut Grove in Florida, where she did Ladies in Retirement in a production starring Julie Harris, directed by Charles Nelson Reilly, and in Los Angeles in Terrence McNally's It's Only a Play. She was really a remarkable actress and an amazing person.
What I find interesting is I always considered her a young actress, maybe because she was in Private Benjamin and other comedic movies, but I was amazed to see that she was 80 years old.
She was 80 and had not had an easy life, always bouncing back, winning the Emmy, getting an Oscar nomination. She was a resilient person, and I'm very sorry she's gone.
Yeah. I can tell in the emotion that you have over this loss. Yeah.
Well, I think that the theater always exists in pieces of time, and now I have seen the very, very last of Eileen Brennan in the way that I like to see her in the live theater. Of course, she will live forever on film.
Now let's move on to local theater, Shakespeare's Measure for Measure at Shakespeare in Delaware Park.
Which you saw.
I get to do my first theater review?
Oh, go ahead. Did you like it?
I did. You know, I never really, up till now, enjoyed Shakespeare. Just couldn't get past the language theme.
I don't understand what you mean.
Well, you know what I mean. Yeah. Maybe my tastes are maturing as I approach 60. I mean, I prefer classical music now over rock. And I really enjoyed this production. I was literally sitting at the end of my blanket in an upright position, so totally engrossed I was in the final scene.
Now, they've done this as a Western.
Yes, they have. It's the second production where they take some liberties, so to speak. But you were telling me before the show that this is not the first time this has happened.
A Western version of, not by a long shot, no. Oddly, it's done rather frequently that way. It lends itself nicely to the idea of a sheriff and the substitution with the saloon girl. It's even been done that way locally before. Mary Kate O'Connell did a show called Desperate Measures, which was really a musical version of Measure for Measure set in the Wild West. So you found this very satisfying.
It really worked for me. Director Brian Cavanaugh did a wonderful job in adapting the play to the Western setting. He added some songs. Matt Whitten had a strong performance as the sheriff, and I really enjoyed Sheila Connors as Mistress Overdone, who belted out a couple of songs.
A fabulous character, and those are some of my favorite Buffalo actors. Matt Whitten, I think, if he can do wrong, I haven't seen it yet. And always very nice in Delaware Park. Audiences don't want to leave even when it's raining.
Yeah. You saw Uncle Vanya?
I did see Uncle Vanya. This is Anton Chekhov, A Torn Space, but at the Ukrainian Center, not at their home theater. It's interesting to me when Torn Space Theater, which is an avant-garde theater company that typically does entirely non-realistic works, delves into an area like Chekhov, the grandpa of realism. And it's directed by Megan Callahan. The story of Uncle Vanya is that Uncle Vanya and his niece Sonia have been maintaining the family farm while Sonia's father is off being a professor. And they work and work and work, and they send every last kopeck off to this professor. And he's living the high life while they live very frugally. But the man is actually a bit of a buffoon, and he comes back with a new young wife and announces to the family that he's selling the farm without having given any thought of what's to happen. And why is he selling it? Oh, so he can live an even more extravagant life. This is a classic Chekhovian situation, and they navigate it quite nicely and also make a good case for this to be given a non-realistic presentation. It's Torn Space. This is the last weekend.
With Theater Talk on WBFO, I'm Mark Scott.
And I'm Anthony Chase.